It was a great night. It's a lot of relief for sure. It's nice to finally find out where I'm going. Happy to be a Blue Bomber for sure.
Take me back to the end of Windsor season. What was your mindset going into the off season as you had months to prepare for this day?
Yeah, I know I had months to prepare. So really nobody, I don't want to say nobody knew who I was until the combine, but combine is of course the time you get to go and show what you got. So the preparation for that, it was tough. It was extensive for sure, but I knew what was necessary to be done.
So did it really, once the season was over, require you just get into the weight room and going crazy?
Yeah, there was no break after that. Maybe a week, if that.
So how do you prepare for the combine?
Really just kind of refine the drills, stay healthy. That was basically our main focus, a lot of rest, a lot of active recovery and stuff just to stay healthy throughout the process. It's easy to work hard. It's hard to work hard and stay healthy the entire time.
Now, I imagine you have teammates as well going through this process with you.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I've got our running back, Marcus Kentner, wide receiver, Caden Walls, and DB, Evan Martin as well.
So when you mentioned earlier that no one knew who you were, the draft bureau rankings that come out in the winter, your name's not on the top 20. Do you see that and use that as motivation?
Yeah, of course. You see that. You see that and you go, I don't know. I for sure believe in myself that I belonged on that list, but it was a matter of time before the scouting bureau kind of recognized my talent and kind of put me up in that group.
And so after the combine, you were on the list. You ended up finishing 7th on the list. And, you know, read into the list what you will or won't. I know Bombers GM Kyle Walters said it didn't really matter to them where people were on that list. But for your sake, how did you feel the combine changed people's perspective of you?
For the most part, I think it was mainly the media recognition that was kind of nice. I know some teams already had me highly regarded in the offensive line draft board. So it was nice to kind of get the full package, get the media recognition, and just to finally be in that top 20 group for sure.
So when was the first time you had a conversation with the Blue Bombers?
At the combine. That was the first time I had a conversation with them face to face.
And then continue.
Yeah, so it was my first interview at the combine. So I sat down with Kyle Walters and Coach Mike O'Shea, and I had great feelings right from the start. It was a great interview. So,
and here we are today. You're going to be a Blue Bomber, yeah. So it's a great feeling for you. How much CFL do you watch normally?
In the past couple of years, I've been ramping it up for sure, keeping up with the league.
Yeah. So the Blue Bombers obviously come into a pretty good situation, a number of Canadian offensive linemen. Obviously, you've been a Blue Bomber for less than an hour here, but what are you going to, I guess, set your goals for this rookie season, or do you know yet?
Kind of have already assessed the situation. I know the free agency losing Sook Chung, as well as losing the other guard partner, I forget his name.
Matthias Gosem.
Yes, so I know there's opportunity to fit in that roster for sure. So obviously get into camp, get acclimated, and then start fighting for playing time as soon as possible.
Have you been to Winnipeg before?
No, I have not.
Okay. What do you know about the city?
Not too much. I know you guys had a hockey team in the playoffs. I was rooting for them.
Yeah, it didn't last too long, but that's okay.
No, it was nice. It lasted, yeah.
So you're not a Red Wings fan then?
Yes, I am a Red Wings fan by geography, right?
Yeah, Belle River, Ontario. You're going to be a Red Wings fan.
Exactly.